Welcome back to program number 3. This is the third in our accelerated NLP training series. And it's time to talk about presuppositions, the presuppositions of NLP. If you want to, why don't you turn to page 12 in your notebook and you can follow along. The presuppositions of NLP are convenient beliefs. They're beliefs that structure our reality as we do the techniques and processes of NLP. And I guess the nearest English equivalent or the nearest word in plain English is assumptions. The presuppositions of NLP are assumptions. They're things that, they're beliefs that we adopt. Now, they're not necessarily true, but they filter our perceptions. As you'll remember from our fellow in the NLP communication model on page 7, that values and beliefs and attitudes are part of what filter our external reality as it comes in and becomes an internal representation. So by adopting certain beliefs, we can increase our results in NLP over and above having beliefs which are disenabling or which don't provide us with the proper belief system in order to produce great results. One of my students once said to me, "Tad, I really like working with you because you think that everybody is magnificent and everybody can change and everybody can become wonderful." Well, the way I look at it is we really all have great potentiality of which we're unaware and perhaps incapable at the moment of accessing, but that all we have to do is get rid of some bit of covering or something that covers it up, and each person can access their own magnificence and produce the kind of results they want to. Now, if I didn't believe that, what would happen is I'd get up in the morning and I perhaps would work with clients and I'd be sitting across from a client, and as I looked at the client, I might say to myself, "Whoa, this person can't produce any results. What am I doing working with them?" Well, the fact is that if we adopt these beliefs, if we adopt certain beliefs, what's going to happen is our results will be better. The results we produce with clients will be better. And so the presuppositions of NLP are essentially convenient assumptions, things that we assume or beliefs that we assume or that we put on, and they structure everything that we do while we're doing NLP. The outcome then is that it's going to change my behavior. And the kind of change it's going to produce in my behavior is that it's going to improve my results. So by adopting these beliefs, I can improve my results. Now, in hypnosis, this fact has been known for years. George Estabrook in 1943 in Hypnotism and André Weitzenhofer in 1957 in the book General Techniques of Hypnotism both said essentially the same thing, that the client in hypnosis will not produce results which the hypnotist does not believe are possible. That's real important from the point of view of NLP, because what it means is that we can change our beliefs and improve our results. So the presuppositions of NLP are convenient beliefs, which I think are necessary, and which are for the purpose of structuring our perceptions when we work with clients. As you go through this training, we're going to ask you to actualize those convenient beliefs. We're going to actually ask you to accept them when you do NLP and make those beliefs part of what you believe, and also structure your perceptions, and hopefully will change your behavior. Part of what we'll be doing as you come to the training, to take the training, is we'll be watching to make sure that you've actualized those beliefs in your external behavior. When you get to the training, you may want to ask questions about them, but let's go through and see what they are. First of all, and that's on page 12. We've given you a mnemonic device to make it very easy to remember them. And you probably won't need to remember them just yet, but by the time you come and take the trainer's training, you'll want to.